free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your calls about anything. To start things out tonight, though, a story from the Lou Rockwell blog, William Grigg reporting on it, and originally it came out of New York, I believe CBS News or various other, I guess it's being reported all across the state, where folks were arrested. A couple parents, Richard and Margie, Cressy, homeschooling parents of four children who live in Glen, New York, were assaulted and kidnapped by local tax feeders for the supposed crime of educating their children at home.
Oh, dear.
Without receiving the required benediction from the local high priest of the Edocrat cult. That's how the story should be reported. The court stenographers for Leviathan's regional appendage described those events as follows. A Montgomery County couple, this is an excerpt from the article, has been arrested on child and endangerment charges for failing to register their children with the school district as they were homeschooled, according to the sheriff's office. And Grigg says that under the pernicious doctrine of parentis patriae, the default assumption is that children belong to the state.
Yeah, that really is it. I mean, what else could it possibly mean? If you have failed to register your child with the local school board or whatever, who owns the kid?
You're a dangerous person if you don't obey the state.
I shouldn't suggest that parents own children, but I'm just, whose child is it?
Well, yes, a parent chooses to bring the child into the world, and they do have the responsibility of educating their child as they see fit, even if someone else doesn't agree with it.
Well, apparently you have a responsibility to report to your masters in the state whenever you have children and you want to homeschool them. In this case, they got away with it for 7 years until somebody snitched them out, as Grigg will point out here in a few moments. But under that scheme, parents, whether biological or adopted, are granted the highly conditional privilege of feeding, housing, and otherwise caring for children unless and until the state decides to claim them as its own. In the story broadcast by WRGB, Albany's ABC affiliate, the parents are treated as entirely incidental to the matter of educating their own offspring. The Epicene newsreader exudes incredulous disapproval as he observes that the Cressys failed to register their children with the school district 7 years ago. How was this allowed to happen? Who should be held accountable? Demands the anchor person, handing the baton to the correspondent who asks the local education commissar if these children fell through the cracks. The news clip is entitled Homeschooled or Forgotten, conveying the message that children who are raised, educated, and cared for by parents without the state's blessing are neglected by definition. In classic totalitarian police state fashion, the Cressys were arrested on the basis of an anonymous tip. So who should be held accountable? The correspondent come prosecutor asks an unidentified police officer near the end of a clip. Well, the parents, replies the officer, a tax feeder of ample carriage. It's not the school's fault. The schools are doing the right thing, trying to get the parents to file the proper paperwork, which they have now. The law requires that certain forms be filled out and disfigured with specific official signatures. No actual crime was committed here, of course, but like the Bogons who populate Douglas Adams' neo-Swiftian sci-fi novels, an interstellar race of intellectually torpid, morbidly obese bureaucrats, the county miseducation establishment and its enforcers were willing to kill, if necessary, two parents and steal their children because the necessary paperwork hadn't been filled out.
Your papers, please.
And this story coming on some news I saw on one of the local forums where we broadcast this show from New Hampshire. Somebody had posted that I guess there's some new homeschooling bill, some new legislation that's been passed here in New Hampshire.
Passed?
Maybe the governor
was proposed.
I heard that the House passed it. I don't know if it's been signed by the governor, but the House passed this new legislation, which dramatically increases control and regulation over homeschoolers.
When did they do that?
Because the House hasn't even met yet. I just saw a post today about it. Maybe I'm wrong, but the person who posted it seemed to have some knowledge about what they were talking about.
The last time they proposed a homeschool bill, they turned out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of well-dressed mothers and children in tow, all that descended upon the state house, and the Democrats that proposed it could do nothing but skulk about and try to hide. They actually had to move the meeting into the big state house room that seats all 400 of the legislators here in New Hampshire, because they just couldn't fit it anyplace else. And then the line went down the stairs twice, and then out into the lobby, and then out into the front of the building. There were so many people, the building really couldn't house us.
Okay, well, I don't know what all the details are, but it's my understanding that something has been passed. Whether it has or not, the point I wanted to make still stands, and that is that if these homeschoolers want to stop this regulation and want to stop these controls, it's great for them to show up and complain at the state house. Maybe that'll work. But if this has gone ahead and let's presume this has happened, as this person has said it has, then I think that it's high time these homeschoolers, the hundreds and hundreds of them, should just stop obeying the homeschool regulations, whatever they currently are. I don't know if you have to send in your curriculum or have it approved. Or
yeah, I don't know what it is either. And really, the question is, how is it incumbent upon me to find out? If I choose that I want to homeschool,
you're owned by the state.
Right. And that's the only thing that you can really come up with from here is that when my son gets old enough to go into kindergarten, which is now mandatory in this state, I'm going to decide that we're going to homeschool him. Although I will have been teaching him along the way, and we're buying him educational tools today. I'm not exactly sure what this whole educational process, that it's going to be so much better when he gets to public school and they can really indoctrinate him and all that good stuff that they're interested in doing. But, I don't know what the paperwork is that I'm supposed to fill out, and I don't see why I should have to go find it out.
Yeah, it's according to just a quick search here, it looks like they did vote on this today. So okay. Apparently it was, according to at least the report I've heard, it was passed.
Was it in the House or the...
Yeah, the State House has passed this.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean it's over.
Right.
They still have a ways to go on this. Apparently it was marked as inexpedient to legislate, which is a recommendation from the committee that it shouldn't be passed, but it was passed, even though it was marked inexpedient to legislate.
A trick.
So, again, I would suggest that these homeschooling folks, if this does go through and it is passed, and I'd suggest this anywhere, not just here in New Hampshire, but anywhere, just stop obeying. Go ahead. How many parents can they put in jail? How many homeschooling parents? If you've got hundreds of parents that are homeschooling their children and they all just decide to get together, because the homeschooling parents and the families are fairly well networked. They're connected. You know, they get together for field trips. They get together for parties and socializing and things like that. They bring their kids together so they can have that social experience that everybody always claims. Well, if you're homeschooled, you don't get to socialize your kids. Well, it's nonsense. Now that we have the internet, people who are homeschooled can meet up with one another.
We just keep them away from the kids that don't want to be in school.
Right. So since the homeschool people are so well networked, it shouldn't be a very hard matter for them to just simply start talking about and then hopefully implementing the ideas of non-cooperation. You know, hey, government people, we've gone along with we've jumped through your hoops so far, but we've had about enough of it. And in fact, not only are we not going to follow this new legislation that you've passed, we're also not going to follow any of your other rules at this point anymore. So thank you. Goodbye. We'll just take care of our own kids. Don't you worry about us.
You know, it was funny. Last year at the hearing, this one woman got up who was clearly on the side of this increased regulation, and she started saying, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all these wonderful, smart, well-behaved children back in our school system? Lady, don't you get it? The reason why they are intelligent and well-behaved is that they don't go to your damn schools.
Right, and your schools stink. We don't want to send our kids to them.
You know,
that's right. The long and the short of it. I mean, I don't care whether it's the best public school in the nation. The fact is, most people, if you ask them, do you think that you get a better education from the public school system or from the private school system? Well, by and large, they'll say the private school system. What's that mean? I mean, it's clear. Public schools is really just welfare for middle-class people, and it's sad the way they're run. It's sad how little care their bureaucrats have. And if you want your child to have the best education, the best thing you can do is provide it for them.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take your calls here in a moment, and anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our brand new website, Free Talk Live 2.0. You can go and see how much more interactive it is, completely redesigned pretty much from the ground up to make it a much more community-oriented website where you get to create the content. You get to vote on the content that you want to see, or rather hear, because we'll be using our own website now for show prep purposes. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free. And don't forget that you need to know about School Sucks Podcast. The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails. At providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year. There are no refunds. Oh. And it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education, or as I prefer to call it, government education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com, and that ties right into what we've been talking about here, and that is that the government schools are awful and that people need to get their kids the hell out of them as soon as they possibly can. Unfortunately, that's not where the control ends. Once you get your kids out of the government school, the government people are so, they have such hubris, they believe that they own your children, even though they aren't going to the government schools, and so they demand that you register them like they're your car or something. Register your children with the state if you're homeschooling them. And I realize the regulations are different across the various different 50 states. The story we were talking about was out of New York, where, well, that's the Empire State. I'm sure they're not the most friendly toward homeschoolers. Yeah. And they actually arrested a couple of parents because they hadn't registered their kids or submitted the curriculum or whatever the other mandates were that had been placed upon them. Some do-gooder neighbor of theirs snitched them out anonymously, and the cops came and arrested their parents. It's crazy.
And these parents are already paying the exorbitant school taxes in that town, I'm sure, whether they're renting or owning.
Well, and I think that would be the next ideal step. Obviously, I don't have kids, so I don't get to do any of this stuff, but what I'd love to see happen is homeschoolers get together and say, this is it. We're not submitting you any curriculum anymore. We're not going to register our kids with you anymore. You're not getting paperwork from us. You're not getting, in fact, that I think would be the great first step. The next step would be to say in mass, the homeschoolers, have them say to the state, and we're not going to pay for your schools anymore. That would be the ultimate step. Really would.
That stuff is going to go on anyway. There's been several stories in the last week or two about how the state budgets now are in the hole for almost $180 billion around the U.S., and there's going to be a lot of budget cuts in schools and in other state services as well. And this is just the beginning. I think in a few years, I don't think this is going to matter because they're not going to want your kid to be in school because they can't afford it.
Let's continue here with your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything. We'll go to Brent in South Carolina. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was calling in about online gaming addictions.
Sure.
And I'm going to have to disagree with Mark. I think he is confusing an addiction with a dependency. The dependency it's would be like more of a
synonym.
Physical thing where you can't stop using, you know, like a drug, like heroin or something.
Well, I disagree with you because they're synonyms in the dictionary, dependency and addiction.
That's what it says, you know, in the DSM that psychiatrists use. They kind of different, you know, the two terms have a different meaning in the for the psychiatrist at least. So, you know.
I obviously I'm on the losing end as far as popularity goes on this one, but I just feel that the word addiction has been watered down. That the people that make money on treating addictions, whatever those might be, and the people that have them that wish to abdicate responsibility for their behavior, tend to use this term, this superlative term, and to my mind, to describe a habit or something that is that they like to do. And that they, in that way, they, you know, people take other people's power away or their own power away by using this term.
Yeah, but as far as video gaming goes in particular, it can have a very powerful effect on somebody. And because I have been playing games since I was 5, and then when World of Warcraft came out, I was totally addicted to it. And it, I mean, changed my personality. I mean, my parents they always talked about how different I was when I played it, and it affected my grades. I mean, it was a huge deal, and, you know, I think it can have a very strong effect. So,
how did it affect your personality?
What now?
How did it affect your personality?
You always want to play the game. If you don't have access to it, you get irritated, agitated. You don't want to, you know, hang out with friends and stuff like that.
So what was when did you start playing World of Warcraft? When did you quit? How did you end up getting out? What was your story?
Well, it came out in 2004, I think, and that's when I started. I've been a big fan of the company's games and all that, so, you know, I got right on it. And it was kind of a bad time in my life, so I probably started out playing more than I should, but it kind of took on a life of its own after that, you know.
And you were still living with your parents at this time.
Right, right. I was. And it was my second year in college, and I kind of didn't know, you know, what I wanted to do in life and stuff like that. So I just started playing, you know, WoW all the time. And I played pretty hardcore for over a year. And then I started to come back somewhat. I just started to see what kind of an effect it had on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I wasn't going to go anywhere sitting around playing video games all day, making bad grades in college and stuff like that. And
so I mean, your work
it was
wasn't
really hard
done.
To quit, though. I've played on and off, you know, since then. But it's pretty powerful. It's hard for someone that hasn't been involved in it to understand. You know, it's easy to look in and say, oh, that's just a bunch of geeks with their, you know, elves and swords and all that. But it's pretty powerful.
So using your terminology, would you call what you experienced a dependency or an addiction or a habit?
I mean, I would say it's more of an addiction. I mean, you know, I would obviously live if I didn't have the game, but I would be, you know, in some state of turmoil over it, you know, if I couldn't play. I mean, my parents cut off the power a time or two in my room and upstairs where my room is because, you know, I saw what I was doing. And, you know, I was not very happy about that, as you can imagine.
So do you feel like it was a worthwhile experience for you?
You mean the quit or to play the game?
The whole thing in general. I mean, do you regret it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I do regret it. I've had to really work my butt off in school to bring up my grades.
Mm.
And I've almost got a phobia now about not doing good in school and things like that because of that. I'm kind of like nervous and stuff and just about my grades and everything in life just because I'm always – that has, I guess, pushed me over the edge as far as me having to – wanting to succeed. So I guess that's a good, in a way, a good thing. But
and
also,
your parents
I guess I'm
paying,
trying to overcompensate in a way, too.
Were your parents paying for the college, too?
Well, that's another story. I transferred colleges, and they were paying for the first one. And I am now in paying for the second one. And, you know, and taking out loans for it. They refused to pay any longer because of...
I don't blame them. Because you were blowing their money. Hey, thanks. Glad you got out of it. And thanks. Glad you got it under control at this point. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about addictions last night. And you can talk about it tonight, too. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And the features, by the way, include our updates. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the updates list, and you'll know first what's going on with the show when we send out the info. You'll be in the loop at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, just sent one out moments before we started the show tonight. We're in the midst of a technical transition. We just launched the new freetalklive.com website the other day, but we've had, I guess, for the last month or so, some problems with Apple's iTunes on some of their mobile devices. I guess if you attempt to access the Free Talk Live podcast on either, I think, the iPhone and the iPod, which both have the ability to do that sort of thing, it's been broken for some reason, and it's not broken anywhere else, so we didn't know what was going on. We got in touch with Apple, and they weren't sure what was going on either, so they suggested that we create a new podcast altogether, which means that we're going to have to transition everybody over to this this new podcast. It shouldn't be a big deal. There's technical ways to do this to where it should be pretty much transparent to everybody. Just wanted to let folks know that we do have a brand new podcast URL. The old one should still be working, but you may want to take that new URL and put it into your podcast clients, just as a heads up. You can get it right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
So if you've been thinking to yourself that I really do need to get some precious metals, put them aside for, I don't know whether it, you know, it seems clear to me that the dollar has been inflated by the federal government. They printed a whole bunch of them.
Trillions.
And those chickens have to at some point or another come home to roost.
And they will.
You're right. And so the best thing to do with your money right now is put a certain amount, whether it's 5% or 10%, away every single week or bi-week or whatever it is that you get paid. Put a certain amount away and save it, because you know when those chickens do come home to roost, the dollars that you're earning won't be worth nearly as much, and the dollars that you've saved will be worth significantly more. And Free Talk Live has a program that we've put together in order to help you save on a weekly or biweekly basis with our sponsor and syndicate, Midas Resources. I'm going to give you a telephone number here, and what you do is you call this telephone number and you tell them you want to put, you know, a certain amount of either Lakota Nation silver rounds or U.S. Eagles or British Sovereigns or, you know, Montana Silver Reserves, whatever. We have several different types of gold and silver, and you can see the ones that we have at silver.freetalklive.com, but if you want to do the layaway, which is what I'm telling you about, you have to call this telephone number I'm going to give you. But you tell them that you want to put them away. You want to put 25 coins away, because the shipping's basically the same for one as it is for 25, and that you want to pay on them weekly. So they'll ask you for a certain amount of money today over a credit card or whatever, and then you can pay on it on a regular basis. The number is 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. I don't know where else you can get an offer like this. I don't know who else will take, small amounts like this for silver or gold, and then, you know, save it up for you and send it to you when you're done paying it off, and then do it all over again so that you can have in your hand precious metals that are a great hedge against the inflation that is coming down the pipe. It's coming. Don't act like I didn't warn you.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Tommy's listening to KBYO FM in Louisiana. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Just great, Tommy. What's on your mind?
I have a comment about, you were talking about the homeschoolers and requiring them maybe not to register with the local state, with the states. I believe that would be a mistake, that it's not so much they want to track them, but the other than they need to require that kids do go to college, go to school, because if not, then you'll have several parents, I'm not talking about homeschoolers, but just other parents, who don't make their kids get up and behave and do what they're supposed to do, and all of a sudden, they're not in school, and they're not failing grades, and they say, we're homeschooling them, you know, so there needs to be some type of requirement or something, some way to track these kids to make sure that they are in school, and of course they're behaving and learning while they are in school.
So, do you think that because some parents might do that, that I should have to report to the state my kid and what he's doing?
I believe all should report to the state.
I can only speak to
Louisiana. We don't track the attendance in Louisiana of the homeschoolers.
But I don't think
that
the state.
We just track the attendance of those who are in public schools or charter schools. But it would become a scapegoat for many students who are not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
So they're not tracking them in Louisiana. Has it been a scapegoat? Are you seeing a lot of kids running around, vandals and hoodlums running around the streets unchecked?
I see that now.
I mean, in Louisiana, once a child reaches 3 days of being either tardy or absent, then we send, letters of notification. We send them on 3, 5, and 7, and then on number 10, then they're brought before the judge for the parents to explain why they're not in school.
Do you work for the state?
I do. I work for. I'm a principal.
Now, I don't.
But my kids go to private schools, but I'm.
No, of course they do.
Of course they do. Because
why is that?
Right. Public school officials always send their kids to private school.
Why is it that you send your kids to private school?
I'm a product of private school myself.
Uh-huh.
I just happen to work an hour away from, you know, where I live at, you know, but, I 5 years ago, I was the principal of a private school, you know, now I'm principal of a public school, you know, so, I mean, it's not.
So, but you didn't answer the question. Why do you send your kids to a private school?
Because I'm the product of a private school, and that's the way I was raised Catholic, and, you know, I just was raised that way, so I wanted mine to go to a Catholic school.
Because it's better.
Well, I'm not saying it's better. I mean, it's
better for you, right?
I mean, it's not. It's like while I live in Louisiana, is Louisiana better than Minnesota? I mean, not necessarily. I just was raised in Louisiana, so therefore, I wanted to live in Louisiana. It's not that Louisiana is better than Minnesota. It's just, you know, the way I was raised.
Philosophically, you prefer, for whatever reason, and philosophically, I prefer the idea of not having to report to a state government bureaucrat what my child is doing. Is that okay for me to do?
I mean, my personal opinion is no, because, again, we can't allow just everyone to do what they would want to do, because you could say philosophically you like to drive 102 miles per hour, or philosophically you don't want to have to pay any taxes whatsoever, or philosophically you think you need to be able to abuse your child if that's what you want to do. So, no, we don't have these individual rights to that extent. And, of course, there's limits to everything. So the answer to your question is no. I don't think you have the right not to report where your child is getting education.
You don't think I have that right? So that means that...
I don't think anybody has that right.
Right, right. But that's me. That includes me. So then the state then has the right to check on kids. And my question is, how did they get the right to come into my home and check on my kid? How was that right conferred to them?
My opinion would be either through the elastic clause or through the general welfare clause. Because it's in the best interest of the United States.
Words on paper, Mike.
That's the Constitution, and that was written by a bunch of people that don't have anything to do with me. They don't confer rights, okay? Those are just people.
But you asked me a question, then you interrupt me before I finish. But so let me finish my thought, and then you can debate the other side if that's what you want to do. But again, it's in the best interest of, I think, either states and or the government, the country, that our citizens are as educated as possible.
Well, but our public school system is turning out, and this is according to their own numbers, 20% of the graduates, and I'm not talking about the dropouts, the graduates of public school are functionally illiterate. So as far as I'm concerned, you could probably not go to school and figure out and get that kind of number.
I disagree with that, but I mean...
I want to bring you back here. Hey, Tommy, hang on. If you will, I'd like you to hang on. I want to continue this discussion. It's rare that we get such a high-ranking government bureaucrat on the phones with us here to chat with, so I hope you'll hold through here, and we can bring you back and continue discussing education and whether or not the state owns children, because it sure sounds like that's what he's saying. Not in those words, of course. 800-259-9231. Hopefully more with Tommy coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Hardened Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. It's all there for you. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Get all the details, get signed up, and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, because that's what AMP's all about. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that $3 a month allows us to get on more stations around the country, advertise to them, go to industry conventions, and schmooze with the big wigs, that sort of thing. You can go and learn more at amp.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, so we're back, and I believe Tommy is still with us. Tommy, listening to KBYO out in Louisiana in the Monroe area. Now, Tommy, you said you'd called in to critique us on what we were saying earlier about the homeschooling situation. The story that originally we started the show with was that a couple parents have been arrested in New York State because they didn't register their children with the state as being homeschooled. And and you fully support that kind of thing, right?
Again, I would have to know all the circumstances to, you know, what they were actually arrested for. I mean, if you're telling me just because they didn't register, I don't know if I'd go that far. But I mean, if they were brought in for counseling and they were given an opportunity to present their curriculum, I mean, they'd have to go through a whole bunch of steps.
They didn't go through any of the steps. They didn't.
No, I think that's wrong. I think they way overstepped their boundary. So, on that part, I mean, they should give everybody a chance to explain their side.
And, I'm sure they gave them a chance. No, typically what happens is the state will send a threatening letter, and that'll be their chance to come in and fill out whatever the paperwork is. And these folks did not do that. They did not fill out the paperwork. They did not jump through the hoops, and so they were arrested for that. And that's something that you support.
Again, I'd have to know the – you say a threatening letter. I'd have to – I'd have to see the steps.
I understand that you never think a letter from the state is threatening. If the way you just described
it happened, I would not support that. But, I mean, if you're saying that, that they never, never reported them and they were, you know, keep them there and never report, had plenty of opportunities, you know, to do what they were supposed to do, and then they didn't, I don't know if I'd arrest them, but I think I would have pulled them before and have them explain what's going on.
Pulled them before what?
I would guess juvenile. I'm assuming this state or court has a like a juvenile division to explain to them, you know.
How would you pull them before that? How would you do that?
Now, what would happen in our system, I can only talk about our system.
That's fine.
Is that we would send them a notification letter stating that your
That's
child is five or six or whatever, and you have not registered which state. You know, what are your intentions? Do you intend to homeschool them, which is fine?
So I'm going
to
play the parent here. Tommy, I'm going to play the parent here. I understand.
Sure.
You send the notification. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm going to play the parent, okay? And I'm going to tell you what I'll do, and then you can tell me what the state would do in response, you and your buddies over there. So
You keep saying the state, but really it's a local matter. But go ahead. But
when I say the state, I mean the government in general. I'm sorry if I'm not being clear.
Okay, so the government
people, so they send me this letter, and I get it in the mail, and I just decide to throw it out. What's next?
Okay. Then I believe the next thing would be is we would probably, not a subpoena, I forget the word I'm looking for, but anyway,
there's
some kind of notice on it, some kind of official notice, like a registering letter or something like that, where they have to actually sign for a thing that actually did get it, not just a regular mail kind of deal. Then I'm assuming you're going to throw that, I mean, you signed for a thing that you have received it, and I'm assuming you've thrown that letter away, I guess.
Maybe I won't sign for it.
I don't know, I mean... Pick one. Whether you sign or don't sign.
Okay, I'm not going to sign it. I'm not going to sign. I don't want to read whatever that is.
So you refuse to sign it. Then we'd get a little bit more stringent, and we would probably require you to come and subpoena you before juvenile judge.
So now if I don't do that, if you send that notice of a court date and I don't go there, then what happens?
Okay, so you're... So now you're getting into a system. Now you've gotten away from the homeschooling deal. Now you've gotten into civil disobedience. Because that would be just like a policeman pulls you over for speeding, and you said, I don't think I'm going to stop for them. I think I'm just going to keep on going and do what I want to do.
Yeah.
We as have rights. We don't have the right to do whatever we want to do. I mean, there's no such thing exists. So I guess to answer your question, if you refuse to abide by the subpoena, then I'm assuming once you didn't show up at the court, then your hearing date, then they would probably more likely issue a warrant for your arrest for review, refusing to abide by a court subpoena.
Now, along that line,
then I would support that.
Now, Tommy, we had previously talked about rights, and you just brought them up again, so I'd like to revisit that if I could. And I'd kind of asked you, how did the government get the right? And you pointed to a couple of clauses in the Constitution. The Constitution, you know, followed the rhetorical document of the Declaration of Independence, and the Declaration of Independence claimed that rights were granted by a creator. And my question is how can a group of men who wrote the Constitution get together and then create some rights for an entity known as the government if these rights are granted by God? Did God grant the United States government the right, or the Louisiana, or the school district of Monroe, or wherever? Did God give those entities the right to control the education of my child?
That part I couldn't really. You're saying God. I don't know about God gave you the right. I don't know about that part.
Well, do rights exist?
Oh, yeah. You're asking, does God give us a right to exist?
What I'm asking is,
I don't know the answer to your other. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if you're asking me, does the power of the state is being driven from directly from God? I guess my answer to that would be no.
How about this one? Here's Mao Zedong said that the power of the state came out of the barrel of a gun. Mao Zedong said that the power of the state comes from the barrel of a gun. How about that one? Do you think that's more likely?
You talking about ultimately?
Yes, I guess.
In the end, the government has to somehow enforce their rules, I guess. So ultimately, that would probably be correct. I don't know if I'll subscribe to that, but I guess ultimately, that would be in the final analysis.
What if I consider the government agency that's requiring me to report, you know, my child to them, whether it's the state or the local, depending on where you are, what if I consider that organization to be corrupt and even in some cases evil? Should I have to report to that particular agency? And if I don't think that agency is interested in educating my child, but in fact that they're interested in raising like an automaton that they can use for their military industrial complex. What if I think that's the reason that they're educating children? Do I still have an obligation and responsibility to turn my kid over to them?
Okay, well, you've asked a whole bunch of questions up in there. Let me just kind of get to what I think is the root of what your question is. If I don't answer, then restate and I'll go back and answer what I didn't answer. Because it sounded like what your question is that your state is requiring you to send your child to a state school. That I do not support at all. I think what your question was, can you keep your child at home away from the evil empire over here so they won't become a robot like you're talking about? And no, I would agree. No, they shouldn't be required of that. But yes, you should record your, in my opinion, you should be able required to report where your child is getting education, whether you want to do it yourself or whether you want a charter school to do it or whatever different format.
But Tom,
my answer is yes, I think you do have to do it, but you don't have to have the state to educate them. You can do that yourself.
But Tommy,
I do think that's one of our rights.
Tommy, who are these people harming by not registering their kids with the local authorities? Who are they hurting? Wouldn't you say that maybe...
They're hurting, in my opinion, the overall... I don't know, it's really not the word I want. I'm going to say respect, but it's really not the word I want to use. There has got to be some system within our government of rules that we have to follow, some basic. And I think educating our children is a basic need of this government. It's the only way I think that we will progress. If you look at some of the other nations that are not as what we consider civilized or advanced or... to me, it's because of their lack of education, not necessarily public education, but their lack of education.
But
so
Tommy,
I think we do need to educate our child, whether we do it through ourselves or whether we do it through a government agency.
Tommy, I want to thank you for sticking around here. And I think we got to let go because we've had him on for a while. I'm sure you got
and thanks for listening to the questions. Most people don't.
Yeah, and y'all got a great show. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate your time tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Some fundamental disagreements there. Let's talk a little more about the idea of who owns your kids here in a few moments. Hour number two is coming up. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.